Is there anything you want to say or something? I mean, there's so many directions we could still go. Anything I should have asked that you want to say, particularly when it comes to our relationship to this planet?
It's, to me, a sad time of being a boomer and realizing that we have not succeeded in stopping destruction, and that what I leave my kids is a scarier time. We grew up under the threat of atom bombs, nuclear bombs, and one time, I think it was when I had moved back to the Twin Cities in the late 80s, that it hit me that the Twin Cities were targeted for a nuclear bomb, and that got me. And that was the big existential threat, I think, at the time. And now I think the existential threat is what we, what the great generation and what the boomer generation has and the silent generation has done, in large parts unknowingly, unwittingly. But with Rachel Carson's book, we started to learn. And there are still people who don't care. And to me, that's about the scariest thing, is that there are religious ideas out there that, you know, want to precipitate the end, that want to, that are happy about bringing it on, that this is what is called stewardship in the name of the Lord, and that we have a manifest destiny to promote, to succeed in. And if it means gas cars, if it means more exploration, better. That is hard and sad to see. And I remember wondering about whether I should have kids, and I really like kids, and of course I wanted kids. And I didn't feel so bad about it, you know, in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s. But now, the way that Greta Thunberg has been treated, and the way that some people want to turn back the clock on government environmental regulations, that is sad. And I don't regret having kids at all, but I do regret not having more of a good-minded majority to push through climate preservation and better things. I have a mother-in-law that's a very, very active environmentalist, and I am glad for her. I'm glad what she's taught our kids. So I have both fear, regrets, and hope that these girls will survive it and create a better world.
Tom Kunisch, thank you.
Thank you, Tasha.
So this concludes the climate-related brief oral history of Tom Kunisch on Wednesday, March the 26th, 2025, that took place on Uchi and Muskogee Land in Nashville, Tennessee.